For many Czechs, the eastern Bohemian town of Dobruška evokes the Czech national revival, a time when the Czech language was on the verge of extinction. A local merchant, immortalized in the novel F.L. Wieck by the Czech writer Alois Jirásek, worked tirelessly in and around Dobruška to promote the Czech language and literature. Today, a different kind of Czech revival is taking place in the town. For the last 20 years, Prague's Charles University has been organizing summer language courses for expats at this particular venue.
Jaká je Dobruška?
In a classroom of the Charles University Teaching Center in Dobruška, some 15 young people from all over the world are struggling with the declinations of Czech words. They are part of a group of more than 60 students from 36 countries who came to the Czech Republic for the month-long course. Iva Čtvrtečková is one of the organizers.
Majority of students have some relatives which have their roots in Czech Republic, like usually parents or grandparents. For example, students from Croatia, there are communities close to Daruvar, so they are Czech schools, they are very well, they are very good at Czech. Or there are some students who are working on the embassies and they are various counselors, so they have their connection through politics to the Czech Republic. Usually, most of them have some relatives from Czech Republic.
After Tuesday's class, I sat down with some of the students to talk about what brought them here. One of them was 28-year-old Ainsley Morehouse from Toronto.
My mom is from Czech Republic, and so I wanted to get to her roots. And also, I have great interest in the theater in the Czech Republic during the Soviet occupation. So I am researching. In order to do so, I have to speak the language.
Another student in the beginners program was Jeremy Steiner. He lives in Paris, but has Czech roots, like most of his classmates in Dobruška.
I'm the only one in my family who doesn't speak Czech. My father, my mother, my sister, and my brother speak Czech, so I feel like I have to learn Czech. Plus, I'm Czech. I mean, I have a Czech passport.
How's the language instruction going? Is it good? Do you learn a lot?
I learn a lot. It's very, very practical. There's a lot of games, of songs, so it's easy to memorize. And for now, we're just learning the basics because none of us know much Czech. But it's very well taught.
But not all students at Dobruška this summer have a Czech background. Georgi Javachishvili came from Georgia. His grandfather once spent 10 years studying in then Czechoslovakia, and Georgi might want to do the same in the future.
I'm studying in Georgia in university, and I'm at the last course. Therefore, I want to see and what's going on in Czech Republic. Maybe I will study at magistrature in Czech Republic when I would have a chance.
How do you like the courses? It looks very friendly and very playful. Do you like that?
Yeah, I like that because our teacher is very friendly. She makes everything to help us to learn some more on Czech language, and I think that it is good for us.
And do you have any Czech background?
No, my grandfather was studying in Czech Republic for 10 years and he was a doctor. Maybe it is famous man in Georgia, as he is very friendly with Czech embassy in Georgia, and he helps every time to Czech and Georgian relationship. In Georgian, for Georgian people.
Students at the Dobruška are on all kinds of levels in Czech proficiency. The center also offers classes on art, theater and music. But most of them are, of course, interested in improving their Czech. Charles University's Iva Čtvrtečková again.
We have here total beginners who doesn't know one word. Maybe sometimes people is very usual word they know. And then we have students who can speak fluently, and sometimes you can't recognize that they are the foreigners, so they improve their Czech kind of significantly. It depends how much do they try to improve it, of course, and it differs from person to person, but usually they are satisfied.
Klára Bartošová came to Dobruška from Australia. Her Czech father never told her his native tongue, so she has some catching up to do.
My father's Czech, and he didn't teach me Czech, unfortunately, so I really wanted to get back to my roots, and I feel like it's really important to be able to communicate with him and my grandfather, so that's why I'm doing the course.
What's the schedule here? I mean, in the morning you have courses, what do you do then?
In the morning we have about 3-4 hours of lessons, and then after that sometimes we'll do excursions, like we went to a castle a few days ago, which was beautiful, and we went to Babička Valley. That was really beautiful as well. We went to a mill, a water mill. And so we just do field trips and excursions, which is really important. So there's a good balance. I think every day is really well organized, really well. It's like jam-packed, so we're always on our feet, so it's good.
Iva Čtvrtečková showed me the full schedule of the course with all the trips and other activities. Monday afternoon was devoted to something called the Night of Nations. So I asked Iva what kind of event was that.
It means that they present their nations, their states, what's so interesting about their countries, and also about the communities of Czechs living there. So it's like 10-minute presentation of every country.
So Czech movies, I suppose that must be very popular.
Yeah. But what is interesting, if they watch a Czech movie, then if it's comedy, they laugh at different places. Like in different moments than Czechs usually laugh, so the perception of the movie is totally different. We've got usually movies with subtitles, like Czech movie with English subtitles or Czech movie with Czech subtitles, and from those like classical movies like Eiffel Věk to modern movies like Účastníci zájezdu.
So you make them sit through the 5 hours or 6 hours of all the series of Eiffel Věk?
No, it's only partially, and it's divided into more parts, so it's not like sit in front of TV for 5 hours, totally not.
What's the most popular trip that nobody wants to miss?
Usually to Náchod, to the brewery Primátor, because they've got the excursion through the brewery, and also they're tasting those like 12 types. So this is the most kind of interesting trip for them usually, because all of them like Czech beer. And also trips to castles around here, to Litomyšl, for example, because some of them are very interested in music, Czech music. They know Bedřich Smetana or Leoš Janáček, so Litomyšl is connected to Bedřich Smetana. This is very interesting for them.
The town of Dobruška lies close to the border of Poland, some 130 kilometers east of Prague. Students at the summer courses seem to appreciate all the sights they get to see, as well as the laid-back atmosphere of the town. Jeremy Steiner again.
Coming from Paris, I live in a city that's very noisy, a lot of pollution. So coming here, it's very nice, very quiet, peaceful, a lot of fresh air, and it's very quaint. I mean, the town square, Náměstí, is very, very nice, and we went up the clock yesterday. Beautiful view of the town, so very nice, very... I like the fact that it's small and in the middle of the countryside.
The courses in Dobruška are funded by the Czech government, which each year provides 60 fellowships to expats from around the world. If you'd like to come next year, you can find more information at the Czech Foreign Ministry website www.mzv.cz.
Jan Richter with that special on the Czech language courses held in Dobruška every summer.